Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
MJF is your new AEW World Champion. Two other AEW titles change hands. Konosuke Takeshita is officially hashtag All Elite, and a WWE legend teases their impending retirement. Hello, welcome to the Soul Sunday News with myself, Andrew Pollard, here at What Culture WWE. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, share, follow, turn on the notification bells, and all of that good generic stuff. But most importantly, have a great Sunday. Whatever you're doing today, whether you're doing something, whether you're doing nothing, I hope you have the best possible Sunday. It's been a minute. It feels like it's been a minute since I've done one of these. And it's on the back of a pay-per-view, of an AEW pay-per-view. So it's been a long night and a long morning, should we say. So I'll throw the apologies out already. But MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, the salt of the earth. He is better than you, and you know it, and now you very much know it because he is the AEW World Champion. Last night, defeating Jon Moxley at Full Gear with the assist from a certain Lord William Regal. Yes, some people had kind of speculated on this happening ahead of time. Some people predicted it was going to happen, that not only MJF was going to beat Mox for the AEW World title, but that Regal would have a role to play in that, and a role he did indeed play. Including brass knuckles. In case you've not seen Full Gear, obvs, the spoilers and stuff, but we're already too deep into that, and you've already clicked on this, no in the title, so no moaning about that. But yeah, what happened at Full Gear was basically Bryce Remberg was down while Moxie had the bulldog choke on MJF. Regal on the outside told Mox to go and basically wake up Bryce, to go and get Bryce, and while Moxley did that, the knuckles were slid to Maxwell Jacob Friedman, and MJF clocked Moxley, got the 1-2-3, and is the new AEW World Champion, the youngest AEW champion in the company's history. I believe he's 27 years of age now, maybe 26. Research. What's that about? We're just going to wing it on a Sunday. It was a really cool match. The crowd were really into it. It was, like I said, maybe a little bit of a predictable finish, but predictable isn't always necessarily a bad thing, especially if it makes sense. Now, of course, we got questions as to what's the crack now with the Blackpool Combat Club. Seemingly, obviously, Regal and MJF are aligned and obviously opposing Moxley. Do some of the Blackpool Combat Club side with Regal? Do some side with Moxley? Does the whole group just disband and they all go their own separate ways? And does Moxley finally get that holiday he was supposed to take after All Out? We'll have to wait and see on that one. And of course, there's, because AEW does this all the time, there's the post pay-per-view media scrum, the press scrum, and MJF just cut a great promo, just basically calling everybody out for buying into the whole I'm going to earn it rhetoric that he's had over the last few weeks where it pertains to the AEW World Championship. And then he ends the it is a promo, it's not an interview. He ends the promo by basically putting it out there to the wrestling journalists of any questions, and then he just kind of goes, I can't say it on here, but it's like, F you, and then he just walks out because he's MJF. But also, we have a new AEW interim women's champion in Jamie Hayter. This puts a smile on my face. Jamie Hayter has been absolutely just on the cusp of a wave. The groundswell of support around has been getting louder and louder with every passing week over these past few months. And last night saw her defeat Toni Storm to become the new AEW interim women's champion. that obviously throws up lots of questions. I mean, it's great. The match was fun. It was a really nice finish. It was nice and snug, which is what I like about Tony Storm. And Jamie Hayter and Tony Storm really brought it as well, I thought. But you had the exposed steel turnbuckle, then the ripcord, Haterade, and then that was a 1-2-3, and here we are. Now the questions there are, does this eventually lead to the split between Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker, with Britt maybe getting jealous? But also you've got the looming shadow of Thunder Rosa, La Mena Mena, on the horizon to return, hopefully sooner rather than later. I miss seeing Thunder Rosa on my TV screens, but the main thing with her is just to get herself fit and healthy and return to the ring as and when is natural and necessary for her body. I believe it's a back issue that's keeping her out injured. But until Thunder Rosa returns, it looks like AEW is going to continue on with the interim tag. And obviously we'll get the inevitable interim AEW Women's Champion versus AEW Women's Champion as and when Thunder Rosa is cleared and returning to the ring. But it wasn't just these two titles that changed hands. Samoa Joe is the new TNT champion, which caught me a little bit off guard. I think anybody who's watched wrestling for a few years would realize that when it was made a triple threat for Wardlow's TNT title with Powerhouse Hobbs and Samoa Joe, I think we all kind of thought that's the way they're going to get the title off Wardlow, especially now with MJF as the world champion, because Wardlow, long-time rival of MJF, that's going to happen at some point. I'm not saying it's going to happen right away, but I can see the War Dog climbing his way up the ranks and going after the world title by maybe the middle of next year. But yeah, in terms of Samoa Joe, when the triple threat was announced, I think many, well, myself, thought that it's a way to get the belt on Powerhouse Hobbs. There we go. It's a way to get the belt on Hobbs by having him beat Samoa Joe for it, and Wardlow doesn't have to get pinned or submit. There we go. Instead, it was the other way around, where it was Samoa Joe submitting Powerhouse Hobbs with the rear naked choke to win the belt. That coming after Wardlow had hit Hobbs with 3 power bombs, and then Samoa Joe took out Wardlow with a belt shot to the head. So Samoa Joe is now the ROH TV champion and the AEW TNT champion. I mean, I'm intrigued to see where they go with this. I'm intrigued to see what they do with Hobbs, because there was kind of a nod of respect at the end of the match between him and Wardlow. And obviously, like I said, I fully expect Wardlow to ascend to the top of the mountain at some point next year. But Takeshita is ascending to AEW on a full-time basis. Yes, Takeshita, it was announced before last night's pay-per-view that he is now signed with AEW. It's official. He even got the official hashtag All Elite graphic from Tony Khan and from AEW. And Takeshita himself did a brief interview with Rene Paquette on the 0 Hour buy-in show, pre-show, whatever you want to call it. Now, this is very cool. Again, I talk about missing seeing Thunder Rosa on my screens. Takeshita is somebody I love seeing on my screen. Just such a talented dude who at 27 years of age has got so much scope to grow on the ability that he already has. I mean, he was in AEW from, I believe it was April until August of this year on, how do they label it? An excursion, basically a US excursion from DBT, his home promotion. And there was bangers with Claudio, there was bangers with Eddie Kingston, with Moxley, Hangman Adam Page. And there was the kind of story they were telling with Takeshita at the time was he'd always put that great fight in, he'd always have that great match, but can never win the big one. I mean, he'd get lots of singles wins on like Dark Elevation over people like Ryan Nemeth. But when it came to like the big matches, he'd always come up just short. But it's fascinating to see where this is going to go, because the dude is just really talented, just really, really good in the ring. Physically charismatic star. He's got that, like, I don't know, that physical charisma like Jamie Hayter has. But Takeshita, as well as working with AEW, signing the contract with AEW, he is still going to be doing some DDT work as well. This was, I think it was Dave Meltzer over at the Wrestling Observer added that part where DDT are fully happy for him to go and work with AEW, to sign with AEW, and then he is still going to do some shows with DDT. So yeah, see where that goes. See what other bangers he's got on the horizon. But I'm looking forward to this one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Somebody who has not got many bangers left on the horizon, though, is Edge. Yes, speaking on the, where are we, Leafs Morning Take podcast. Let's talk about the Maple Leafs. Edge kind of just again reiterated that he basically teasing his impending retirement because the dude's getting on, heading towards 50 now. I believe he might get 48. But his whole thing is he's basically eyeing one more match in Toronto, his hometown of Toronto. And we're not going to be seeing many Edge matches. In fact, by the sounds of it in this interview, it could just be we just get one more match, which I believe that is Christian Schtick from many moons ago when he had that great rivalry with Randy Orton. But yeah, Edge, if we get more than one match, I think it's going to be a bonus. And the whole thing is he gets to retire on his term. So if the dude wants to retire tomorrow without even having that one more match, that's firing me. If he wants to have 10 more matches, that's firing me. If he wants to wrestle for another few years, that's firing me. It's just, I'm not a huge Edge fan, but it's always good to see a wrestler get to go out on their terms. So if he wants 10 more matches, great. If he wants 3 more years, great. If he wants 1 more match, great. If he wants no more, cool. It's down to him. Especially when this is someone who was forced to retire back in 2011. 2011? Yeah, 2011. So it's just cool to see someone like Edge, obviously a legend of the business, a Hall of Famer, multiple-time world champion, get to go out as and when he sees fit. Now, in this interview as well, he also talked about how when he came back, when he was clear to come back, he didn't want to win any titles, which is why you never saw him get another world championship run, which I think some people were hoping for. He said basically that the main aim was to have fun and to work with that new generation of talent, the people he'd never had the chance to wrestle before. Now, I'm not saying AJ Styles is necessarily a generation below Edge, because they're not exactly too far apart in terms of age, but just people he hasn't worked with before. So like an Edge, like an AJ Styles, like a Finn Balor. It's cool. Like a Damian Priest. Very, very cool. Right, some questions to wrap things up. We've got Elle's got in touch. What are your thoughts on an interim title change? That's now 2 first-time women's champs with a fake first reign. It seems a bit half-picked to me. Sorry, I have no dog. See, I always appreciate pet pictures on a Sunday. No worries at all, though. It's cool if there isn't one. I see the point you're making about how they're kind of fake reigns, because I was writing about this morning about how this is, I think it's like the 6th person to hold the AEW's women's title, but it's like, does it count as 6 people because 2 of them are interim or were interim, or were in Tony Storm's case, are in Jamie Hayter's case? I think it does. I think you have to count them as proper reigns. I know the AEW have done that with Moxley and the world title over there and the men's title. So, but yeah, I see your point. It does tarnish it a little bit when it's your big first time moment, your first time reign, that big win, and it's interim. There's just the interim caveat. Me personally, I'm not a fan of the concept of interim in professional wrestling. In boxing and MMA, you can do that because it's all very real. In professional wrestling, you've got somebody controlling what's real and what's not real. The booker man at the top of the table. In AEW's case, Tony Khan. So if somebody is injured, rather than you don't have to have interim, you can just write a story where somebody else gets the belt. You could have done the whole vacation thing with Thunder Rosa for All Out, rather than having it be the interim. And then obviously when Thunder Rosa comes back, she's in there for a rematch because she's never lost the belt. That's how wrestling's worked for the longest time. So I'm not a huge fan of the interim concept, but I'm kind of with you, and I'm kind of on the fence a little bit where I think the moments are great. They still have that first time moment. But yeah, it's not ideal under the interim. I'm raffling. That's like a mixture of rambling and waffling. That's how much I'm raffling today. Jeez, man, this has been a long night. It's blame it on the pay-per-view. Blame it on the boogie, blame it on the sunshine, blame it on the moonlight, blame it on the pay-per-view. MJF has got in touch. How hard did you pop for MJF's win? I did. Like I said, I saw it coming ahead of the time. That's not just me. There's a lot of people that saw this coming. And as I said, it's not necessarily a bad thing if you know what's coming or it's predictable. But I think with me more, it was like silly o'clock in the morning when I was watching it. So it was like, it's cool. That's a really cool moment. Rather than going like crazy because UK time zones and stuff. So I think at that point, it would be maybe, 6:30, 7 a.m., something like that. Because I kind of went to sleep and got up. Yeah, anyway. So I did pop. It was nice to see. But it wasn't a massive reaction because, hey, brother needs sleep. Right, last question here from Mark. Sally, the morning, Mark. Morning, Andrew. Thoughts on how many call-ups, surprise returns, and legends will be in Papa H's first Rumble? I think we are getting closer to having a Rumble with 2/3 of the wrestlers that could win and not just 1/10. Less predictable, and I can't wait. And there's some pooches. Hey, I always have to have a nice picture on a Sunday of some dogs. I don't know if I buy into the 2/3 of the competitors could win, because I think if Cody Rhodes is in that match, then Cody Rhodes is winning that match. And I think that's extremely predictable. I think the best way to hold off on that, if Cody is cleared, is you bring him in towards the end, so it doesn't make it totally predictable from the beginning. If Cody comes in at number one, you kind of know Cody's going to win. If he comes in at number 27, at least you've had until 27 of thinking, like, this dude might win or this dude might win. I think the women's rumbles may be a little less predictable. But in terms of surprises, I mean, I think Matt Cardona's won. I think Chelsea Green's won in the women's rumble. I think X-Pac, Sean Waltman, that's one I really want to see, man. I love the 1-2-3 kid. So yeah, I think Waltman finally gets that one appearance. That he's the only one that's not, I think it's something silly, like he's not wrestled for WWE since, like, was it 2002 that he left? Or maybe 2003? It's like, it's nuts to think, like the New Age Outlaws got another run at one point, and even got the tag titles at one point. Obviously, Triple H carried on. Shawn Michaels came back from retirement. So that whole DX thing, obviously, China's issues with the company. She never came back, unfortunately. But Waltman's been there. He's pals with all these people. He does all the W programming, the network specials, the talking heads. Yet he's not had that match yet or that moment. So I think finally Sean Waltman gets his moment in the Rumble. I think Bron Breakker is a no brainer. Carmelo Hayes. I think Mello's in there. Maybe Alba Fire, probably Mandy Rose, maybe the whole Toxic Attraction group. And possibly, I don't know, Indy Hartwell feels like she's kind of had that character tweak on NXT recently, where she's more out for herself and that kind of single-minded kind of heel. But I kind of feel like Indy Hartwell needs to move on from NXT. I'm not going to say she's going to be some massive star on the roster. Hopefully she is. But I just think it feels like she's just kind of treading the water. So maybe Indy Hartwell's in there as well. But yeah, I think the big ones are maybe Nick Aldis. Maybe Nick Aldis. Who knows? And you can get Nick Aldis in. You can get Mickey James come in and do a spot in the Women's Rumble. It's one with Aldis. I think, though, if I was going to debut Nick Aldis in WWE, I probably wouldn't do it as a surprise. I'd probably go more the route of you play some vignettes, you introduce people to that character, whatever character he's going to portray, whether he's like the baby face or maybe a more of a arrogant heel. So I don't know, maybe Aldis as well. But yeah, I think there's a few there that will definitely appear. And hey, fingers crossed for Waltman, man. Fingers crossed for Sean Waltman. Right, that has been it. I feel like this has been very rambly, so apologies to editor Ryan. Hey, I've had a couple of weeks off, man. So I've got to make up for it with extra ramblings today. But yeah, this has been the Solo Sunday News. Myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to like, subscribe, share, comment, follow, turn notification bells on, and all of that good jazz. Most importantly, though, as ever, have a great Sunday. Whatever you're doing, whether it's something, whether it's nothing, I hope you have the best possible day. And if it's not going great, I hope it turns around for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.